it just disrupts plans. And just like storms in marriage, it really causes a lot of chaos sometimes.
Marriage is hard. It's a common phrase spoken by many couples. Marriage is definitely not for the faint of heart. Instead of looking at your marriage as being hard, let's reframe it and say, marriage takes hard work.
There's this hard work that it takes.
Yeah.
Like that's the hard work to make marriage a beautiful thing.
Marriage is a beautiful work, especially when you go through the storms. Storms have a way of reminding us that we are fragile beings. Sooner or later, your marriage will enter a storm. Those dark, insidious clouds will begin rolling in, the peaceful waters turn into a raging river, and you'll find yourself in the eye of the storm.
It's the same thing in marriage. You have to prepare your marriage for storms.
When lightning strikes your finances, when the dark clouds envelop your emotions, when you are swept in a sharp disagreement, when sickness hits as hard as hail, how will you and your spouse weather the storm? Recently, I was reminded just how powerful storms are. Living here in Colorado, winter storms can emerge fairly quickly. The other evening, my wife and I had planned a date night with some friends. A late day at work on my part forced us to take separate vehicles. The snow was lightly falling as we arrived at the restaurant. It was the perfect Colorado winter night. We held hands as we strolled into the venue, happy as can be. As the night wrapped up, we began the drive home. As we jumped on the highway, we quickly realized the severity of the storm. The blowing snow and the rigid cold iced up the interstate roads. We found ourselves inching along the highway at 25 miles an hour. The large snowflakes began to set camp on our windshields, causing poor visibility. In a matter of minutes, we were caught in the middle of a storm. You see, it's interesting how fast life changes. Storms have a way of disrupting the circumstances beyond our control. Just to think that 5 minutes ago, we were smiling, having the time of our lives, taking selfies, and now we were in panic.
Yeah, and we have to be honest with ourselves that we know that there's no relationship that is, it's always going to be sunshine and rainbows, right?
On the drive home, I decided to turn the car music off and call my wife to check in and see how she was doing. Over the next half hour, we talked. We talked about the storm. We discussed our fears about the icy roads. We talked about the poor visibility. We talked each other through the storm until we both arrived home safely. You see, storms teach us valuable lessons about ourselves, others, and even the lives that we've created. Here are a few important lessons that we learn from that night in the storm. First, when you and your spouse are in a storm, slow down. Take a deep breath, calm your heart, and steady your mind. Appreciate the person right in front of you. You see, storms can induce panic and desperation and cause you to make decisions you'll regret later. So this is why slowing down is so important. Storms have a way of bringing people closer together and forces you to seek shelter in the one that you love, in this case, your spouse.
And when we as husband and wife are entering into a storm or we're in the middle of a storm, it is so important to just slow down and remind each other that we are there for one another.
A slower paced rhythm will do wonders for your marriage. So the next time you're in a storm, remind your spouse to tap on the brakes slowly, take your time through the storm, because you're both on the same team. Here's the second lesson we learned that night. When you're in a storm, fix your focus. Storms can easily force us to become so focused on managing the problem that we ignore our own needs, and worse yet, we neglect the needs of our spouse. Sooner or later, you lose perspective and find yourself distant and isolated from each other. The next time you're in a storm, remind your spouse to scrape off the proverbial windshield so you can see each other through the marriage storm. The third lesson we learned that night was talk it out. Communication is key. Storms have a way of stirring up unwanted emotions, and at times words can be very harsh, causing more damage than you want. The storm is the perfect time to sit down and take a walk or talk about the hardship. Feed the communication with healthy words, because it's in the storm that you need your relationship to be strong.
Hearing the confidence in your voice reassured me and helped me with that situation.
Remind your spouse to talk you through the storm so you both can arrive home safely. When you're in a storm, surviving with those we love becomes paramount. There's no time for ego. There's no time for selfishness. There's no time for unforgiveness. You see, God sends the storms to encourage our growth and strengthen our faith. He will never leave you. He will never abandon you. God is with you, and God is with your spouse. Let us not miss the lesson from the storms in our marriage. Let us celebrate the storms for growth opportunity they provide. So the next time you're tempted to say, marriage is hard, change your mindset and say, marriage takes hard work. Enjoy the weather.